other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, April 20th, 2009. We have 4 hours laying out before us. And I'm particularly focused and fired up about today's transmission. It is going to be jam-packed and extremely informative as we try to rally the population of the planet against the scientific dictatorship being set up by the private banking families that are known as the New World Order. Thank you so much again for joining us. Last week, we had phone trouble for some reason with her, and I want to interrogate her about Barack Obama from a, quote, progressive or liberal perspective. Naomi Wolf, who wrote The End of America and has been out there exposing the whole police state and fascism. So Naomi Wolf coming up in T-minus 30 minutes. Steve Quayle will be joining us. He has a lot of military and police contacts. He's proven pretty accurate in the past when it comes to his police state predictions. He's got a lot of amazing information. He's going to be joining us coming up after Wolf leaves us. And then we've got Gerald Celente. We were sitting there in the studio yesterday during a break. We were ABC News. I mean, broadcast ABC. We're watching a local news channel, national ABC News. There's Gerald Celente talking about banking collapses and rioting, but they, of course, edited him down to about 20 seconds. Didn't let him explain that it was all being done by design. So the system is definitely hyping breakdown. They want that to happen by design. I don't know how we can stop it, but we'll talk more about that later with Gerald Celente in a full-hour interview, so it isn't just sound bites with him. But then I got home and was checking clips on YouTube. He was on CNN and Fox this weekend. I mean, it seems like whoever we have on as guest just ends up all over Fox television except for myself. And, of course, Peter Schiff's all over the place. They ought to get his dad out of prison, Irwin Schiff, and he went to jail for writing a book about the IRS. The judge said, you write another, you keep publishing that book about how we're a collection agency with the private Federal Reserve, I'll have you arrested. And he said, I'm going to publish it, Judge. I remember when I had him on air before it all happened. He said, I don't care what they say, I'm going to do it. And they said, you think you're living in a free country? Brother, you're going to prison. Because this is the land of the slaves and home of the cowards. Not land of the free, home of the brave. Speaking of that, I mean, nobody's really talking about this. Well, some people are, but they're not getting as upset as they should. FBI and states vastly expand DNA databases. FBI says they're increasing their collection yearly by 17-fold. That's what the New York Times says. And if you get detained at a roadside checkpoint, they're going to take your tissue swab out of your cheek. That's some of the largest and most easy to scrape off cells. England already does this. Germany already does this. And it's so they can make sure you're innocent. Yeah, right. Once they've got your cells, folks. Well, they do a lot of stuff, they admit. They sell it to biotech firms to develop bioweapons and biotech cures as well. They can frame you with it. The list goes on and on. But I made the point on the Sunday show yesterday that what does this matter if you're 36 years old or younger and live under global government control? That's every Western nation. Now it's going worldwide. Your blood has been taken since birth for 36 years. Started in New Zealand, Australia, England, Canada, the United States 36 years ago. Europe adopted in the last 20 years because it's a global government. It even has the same name, collected the same way. And finally, it's mainstream news. They are now announcing to the slaves. People wouldn't believe me when I gave them government documents. Now they have to announce to the slaves, but tell you how it's good. Yeah, it's illegal. We take your blood, then we say we own it. If you don't like it, men with a SWAT team will drop by. By the way, we're going to take your pension funds. If you don't like that, we'll release the military on you. And if the military doesn't like it, we'll list them as terrorists. By the way, I'm going to open the phones up in the 25 minutes before Naomi Wolf joins us. I promise I'm going directly to your calls on the other side of this break. 1-800-259-9231. I am fired up about fighting charity. What about you?
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Naomi Wolf joining us, Steve Quayle, Gerald Celente. It is Monday, the 20th day of April 2009. I've got a ton of massive news. They're launching the complete takeover of the entire carbon cycle of the planet, all activities of all life forms, all forms of industry of any type. Respiration itself is being listed as a toxic waste threat to humanity. Breathing is officially listed. Humans are officially cancer. Our respiration is officially cancer to the earth, according to the globalists, who know full well that's a fraud. They know sunlight, water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide are the four key components of life on this planet. And by taxing one of those components, they get total control. It's all being announced and launched. It will fully deindustrialize what's left of the West. China, India, and 100-plus of the third world nations have to make zero cuts. It's all being announced. It's being done. Excellent article. In fact, will you guys print it for me up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson? Headline, first 100 days, Barack Obama was worse than we even thought he would be. And it is true. It is just off the charts bad. And I'm going to go over this with Naomi Wolf coming up in the next 30 minutes. I've got a bunch of other news on the economy, FBI DNA databases for anybody who's even pulled over. That's what they're officially announcing. Just like Europe, we'll be getting into that report. Israel stands ready to bomb Iran's nuclear sites, openly being announced. And I have a bunch of other important news that we'll be going over as well today. Big new developments with the nationalization of the banks, not really nationalization, but private banker takeover of other banks. Men bear the brunt of U.S. job loss. That's how it's designed. Energy Secretary offers dire warning on global warming prediction. Again, fear-mongering their takeover of the entire energy supply of the planet. That's called tyranny, energy tyranny. They've really got this figured out. They put scientists into the positions of figuring out new forms of tyranny. Also, AP's reporting tons of released drugs taint U.S. water supply. 271 million pounds alone from drug makers versus other manufacturers. It just gets into the unbelievable compounds in the water supply. 271 million pounds of pharmaceuticals in the waterways that often provide drinking water contamination the federal government has consistently overlooked. Well, of course, they overlook anything that's really an environmental crisis. You think they want to stop any of the real stuff that they're allowing to go on? Okay, that's some of what's coming up today. But as promised, I want to take a lot of calls. Wolf's only on for 30 minutes with us because her phone kept screwing up last week in an hour interview we had set up, so I just rescheduled it for 30 minutes today. Then we've got, as I said, Steve Quayle, always informative and interesting, always compelling, and Gerald Celente coming up today. But right now, let's go to Chris in Kansas. Chris, you are on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hi. I was just wondering, not really sure what your personal beliefs are on the subject, but from a religious standpoint, how do you see, I guess, the NWO and their goals and the tie-in to, I guess, the Bible and what it states in there?
Well, let me be clear. Most people never get anything done against evil because there are 20-plus thousand Christian subsects that all fight with each other. Everybody's going to hell, but they're one group. And so I don't ever try to get into all of that because if I did, I would just spend all my time fighting with all the Pharisees and Sadducees that are the predominant Christian movement. Plus, most of the churches are on covert, now public, government payroll, training their flocks to stand down, to turn in their guns, to go to the FEMA camps. They're called clergy response teams. It dovetails with the InfraGuard. If you don't know what this is, folks, Google it. You know, all the other secret police and domestic CIA they're setting up. Now, that said, I personally am a Christian and have a personal relationship with the maker of the universe, publicly known as Jesus Christ, like they call Easter Ishtar. It's really Yahweh. But they always try to superimpose their names over everything. Regardless, I'm going to fight evil. That's my duty. I'm going to take action. But I, from a secular position, cover the news and info. And as an anthropologist, as a sociologist, as a historian, you know, a lay researcher, the elite do worship Lucifer. They do believe in blood sacrifice. And they do openly state in hundreds of books and government publications and UN documents and State Department memorandums that they plan to kill 80 to 99%. They have a debate, but 80 is the low number, 99%. Is the high number of humanity for Lucifer, and that and your phone's bad. I'm going to let you go. But atheists and people say, "Oh, I don't believe in the devil." Well, it doesn't matter if you believe in the devil or not. There are people who rule the planet who believe in the devil, and so even if you don't believe in an entity, you know, whatever you want to call it, as if you know what's going on in the universe, you know, some type of entity from deep space, whatever it is, even if you don't believe in that. An interdimensional being, whatever. There are humans who believe in it and who are manifesting it. You got that, Mac? It's real one way or the other. Period. Satan is real. Period. Period. End of story. And it's manifesting. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're going to stick your thumb in your mouth and you're going to watch the TV evangelist and you're going to let your kids drink sodium fluoride. Or you can wake up and fight it and break your conditioning. It is literally a spell people are under. I, you know, when I was a kid, I'd laugh at, you know, reading history books and things about the Romans, the Babylonians, the Aztecs, the Mayans, others doing, quote, spells on the public. But then you'd research it, it'd be a big throng of people there in the village with the witch doctor talking in a chanting voice, mesmerizing them, hypnotizing them, throwing some gunpowder or whatever in the fire and with some colors and, you know, big poofs of blue. They were hypnotizing people. And that's all government does now. And people are hypnotized by television, the culture, the drugs, the stuff in the food, or the drugs they're willingly on. And they're hypnotized in a position to put up with anything. Stand up, awaken, take the blinders off. I don't even ask you to believe what I believe. But I want to do an analogy, a YouTube video, where I have a video camera up against a wall, or maybe up against fabric on macro. And you can see the weaving in it, and then back out, and it's a curtain. And then back out away from that and pull the curtain back and be shooting video out a window at a vista. And say, see, the general public is right up against the curtain. They can't see anything. They don't know what's going on. They think that's the whole universe. And if you just pull the curtain back, you'll be looking out an open window into a vista, into a wider world. Does that mean the vista I'm seeing is everything? No. It's endless knowledge. It's so exciting to be alive, and the average person doesn't know that. They don't feel fulfilled when we're on a planetoid orbiting a huge sun in deep space. The stars were out last night. It's gorgeous weather. The birds are nesting. It's springtime. It's like Valhalla in Austin, Texas. I want to be in mountain streams right now with the cypress trees, you know, wearing a mask and snorkeling around, looking at big bass up underneath the tree roots. And then going back to a little fire and camping out and hiking up mountainsides. But no, I am here fighting the New World Order, and I enjoy that as well. Because in my mind, I'm in that mountain stream. Scott, where are you calling from today?
Out of Illinois, Alex.
Welcome.
Yes, I know you got a lot of news today. I just hate to lump one up on you, but I got a nice big juicy story for you that I'm just looking at right now on the computer. It's off of Raw Story, and it's out of the New York Times, and they're saying that Obama's economic advisor says that they can convert the loans from the 19 biggest banks into stock, and not preferred stock, common stock. So they're straight up going to steal the money. They're going to convert it into common stock. Next month, go bankrupt, hope your stock's worth nothing, so you don't get no money back.
Well, you know, that's one of our top stories. I mentioned it but didn't detail it. U.S. to put conditions on TARP repayment. So now they're saying, oh, you're not even allowed to pay the money back. Guess what? We own you. And he's already, you know, fired the head of GM. New York Times, banks, bailouts may convert to equity, MSNBC reporting. Why don't you tell folks what that means?
Well, they're going to convert the loans over into common stock. So that way when the company goes bankrupt in a few months, like most of them are going to do, all that common stock is worth zero. So we don't get no money at all. Instead of it being a loan, so that in a bankruptcy court we could argue for our money and get part of the assets back for our loan, it'll be in common stock where it's worth nothing. And we get
nothing.
That's
right. That's right. They lied and said, and I reported this in the Obama deception, they lied and said from day one, they said, don't worry, we're going to make money off these loans, wink, wink, in the trillions and trillions of dollars to the banks. But I said, look at the bill. It says they never have to pay it back. No one can be investigated. No agency can look at them. No government can look at them. I said, it's designed for fraud. Look what they've done in the past. And I said, look, you know, they claim they're getting, they're buying an interest in here. This is the private banks using the government to fund themselves, not the government nationalizing them. And I said, if we're going to give them all this money, they need to be nationalized. These are offshore banks, though, folks. It's not going to happen. And then, yes, by making it common stock, that means that they can now gamble with it out there. They'll run it up at first. The market's going to probably go back up to 9,000. And then when they finally plunge it later this year or next year, then they'll would have swindled the American taxpayer. You're absolutely right. And they're converting that U.S. taxpayer money out to the private interest now that own the stock. So open, absolute, complete theft. Good point. I'm glad you called. Anything else you want to add?
Just straight up.
Fascism.
Just like Joe Celente always said.
If you don't like it, SWAT team will drive by.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Making a move to bankrupt everything. They are cold-blooded and going for broke, and they're so bold. They've done their homework, buying off the churches, buying off the media, buying off your local communities. They might just get away with it. So when you're a third-world slave, remember who did it to you, those smiling criminals. That goes for you too, police and military. I mean, they're openly committing mass crimes in front of everybody. A crowd of people stood All right, let's go ahead and continue with calls. Another Scott. Just talked to Scott in Illinois. Now Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Scott in Arizona, the Broke to Indirect, Semi-Direct, and Direct Aerosol Campaign. I called to tell you a little bit more information about Battelle, that company that is the one that's totally behind everything that you see in the skies on this one program, which is probably...
Well, for those that just joined us, AP headline, Obama looks at climate engineering, and then his headed science advisor, John Holdren, told the AP they may have to spray the atmosphere to save us from global warming, but all the studies show it actually creates global heating, what they're doing. And notice he is a big global warming advocate saying they have to geoengineer to save the Earth. That's their cover. The meteorologists and others we've interviewed say the giant secret chemtrail spraying program that they're now kind of unveiling to the public, that's a cover story saying it's for the environment. They're actually manipulating the weather and causing a lot of the floods and droughts and things so they can say we're having global warming. They're actually trying to heat the planet. Go ahead.
Exactly. But I would like the listeners to not use the word chemtrails anymore, because that's not going to give you the real information.
I know, but I have to be able to get listeners who've been listening for years to know what we're talking about. I mean,
okay.
It's the slang term, but if we start talking about direct and semi-direct aerosol spray campaigns, yeah, they can go read the scientific, all the universities and governments admitting they're chemtrailing us. I mean, you've got a point. Maybe I should always introduce it, slang chemtrails. Just go ahead.
And then the other thing, Alex, that Battelle organization is linked to the anthrax thing that, with the Congress, it got sent the anthrax stuff a while back.
When the entire White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, the White House admits, Associated Press, 3.5 weeks before it popped up. What's the big deal there? And they own the stock in it? I mean, so what if it's the most weaponized U.S. government anthrax ever, and White House enemies get it? I need to give up all my rights. Al-Qaeda hit us and hit us hard.
Exactly. Well,
tell folks how they're tied in. I've seen their name in association with it.
Yeah, they manage labs. I mean, they really are real deep into this whole thing. I mean,
the company involved running the bioweapon labs is involved chemtrailing us. They love us.
Yes.
I mean, the government took 4,000-plus foster children and radiated them to death because the government is good, Scott. They're good. Everything's fine. We're conspiracy theorists. Glenn Beck is going to save us, okay?
I like Glenn Beck.
Barack
like Glenn
Obama
Beck.
Is going to save us. Janine Garofalo is going to save us. Drink fluoride. Take Prozac. Give your daughter HPV. So what if it's killing them? Your daughter's dying is good. The government is good. They're not eugenicists. It's not a eugenics war against you and your family. Everything's wonderful. Stay in your trance. Everything's fine. Drink more fluoride, police, because the government's your boss and they love you too.
Well, Alex, I'm glad that you're at least you're the one out there helping me get this word out. I'm going to go to the local news agencies down here and give them all the documentation and say,
Why? It's good to have barium salts and aluminum dioxide spray. Alzheimer's with 25-year-olds spreading everywhere. You're supposed to get Alzheimer's when you're 25. It's good. They love you. Come on, everybody. Dying of cancer's loving. 1 in 33 dying of it 40 years ago. Now 1 in 3 dying of it. It's good, Scott. The government's good. Oh, what's wrong with you conspiracy people? What is wrong with you, Scott? Why are you so evil? Why don't you love the government? They care about you, Scott. They just want to help you. Do you understand me? You need to go to a FEMA camp. You're dangerous, Scott. You read university documents, and you call in on radio shows. What type of freak are you, Scott? What's wrong with you? Go ahead. Go ahead. You're trying to ruin the wonderful world they're trying to build.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not their Kool-Aid drinkers that they'd like, me to be. And I'm just here to stand up against tyranny and definitely not going to fall into their trap. I'm going to bring this everywhere I can.
Oh, no,
Alex,
Scott.
I know
no,
that that's
no. That's why FEMA teaches the founders are bad, because they are radiating children to death, declassified in public. The U.S. government, it's good. The Tuskegee's good. Them seizing foster children and testing pesticides on them currently all over the country, it's good. Killing children is good. The government's good. Come on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Let's go to Daniel in Australia. Daniel, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead and
Happy
come along.
You're fantastic. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, great. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Alex, I can tell you all about how the occult is invading our schools, our hospitals, our government here in Australia, and it's really making me angry. And, Alex, I just want to tell you, I'm bringing this fight to Australia. I mean, we're just as much a part of this fight against the New World Order as you are in America. And I'm telling as many people as I can about your show. It's really great what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate you. You know, it sounds like I recognize your voice, or maybe it just sounds similar to one of the guys who was here with that Australian film crew. Are you one of those guys, Daniel?
No, I'm not. No.
Oh, there must be a big delay all the way to Australia. That's why he pauses for a moment, and we go back and forth on each other.
Alex, just want to ask you about one thing. I got interested in studying the New World Order when this New Zealand preacher came to Australia. His name is Barry Smith, And one thing, one particular thing that I'd like to bring up is he told us back in the 1960s, our Prime Minister Menzies, he borrowed money off the IMF, and in doing so, signed up to some certain conditions, just like any loan, any mortgages, always conditions apply. One of those conditions was apparently that Australia would have to introduce a goods and services tax. Now, the evidence seems to show that every single country in this world that has borrowed money from the IMF now has introduced a goods and services tax against the will of the people. The Australian people voted against it. They voted against it, but the government brought it in because they had to. They had no other choice. That was
well, absolutely. That's why
I just want to know.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just want to know. I mean, this was back in the 60s, for crying out loud. With all the money that has been borrowed off the IMF of recently, I'd like to know what kind of secret conditions, as part of the loan conditions, our governments are signing up to. Of course, they don't tell the people this. They don't tell the conditions that they're signing up to. I know that one of the conditions are certain change. They have to change certain things in the educational system, the curriculum. There's lots of what right does the IMF have to be dictating these kinds of conditions to our governments anyway?
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that. Yeah, that's why the Third World was laughing a few weeks ago at the G20 meeting. I've got another one coming up in a few days. When they said, we're going to take $1 trillion and help the Third World, they were all laughing. They know what that means. It means loan $1 billion here, $1 billion there, U.S. taxpayer money, European money. The U.S. contributes about half to the IMF and World Bank. It's actually about 60%, last number I saw. And then they take it to the country and give it to them at about 25-30% interest, but that interest is paid to private banks. And so it is then paid to private banks. And on top of that, it's 100 and something. I don't want to give a wrong number out. I want to say it's 119 conditions. It got leaked in early 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz, of course, left the IMF and World Bank. It's reported that he may be the one that leaked it, but he's denied that here on air. Regardless, the IMF and World Bank admitted that those were their documents. And, oh, yeah, it's the country's got to be signed on to UNESCO, United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, that sets all of its parameters and policies. So that's got to happen. And it just controls every facet of your life. It's come out, they've got conditions where you've got to restrict the Second Amendment. You've got to restrict the right to keep and bear arms. And the UN has said this publicly in their UNIDIR meeting, July 7th, 2001 in New York. They said we must ban the civilian ownership of firearms because that threatens the power monopoly of the state, the legitimate power monopoly of the state, as they say it, as they call it. So they loan fiat money to the third world countries and first world nations, and then they basically overthrow the nation. The politicians take the payout, take the fraud money. They then retire onto global organizations and global corporations or global governmental operations and hand the nation over to the private banking system. And now the global system, the New World Order, the private banking cartel, has bankrupted every major nation on earth but a handful that they don't control. And those are always countries you see being invaded and attacked. And governments tend to be evil, so it doesn't mean that the governments that the globalists are attacking are always good either. So, see, that's how the globalists can kind of morally say, oh, we're going into Iraq or we're going into Iran or we're going after Libya or we're going after Sudan or we're going after Indonesia because, you know, they're terrorists or they don't like women or they're mean to children or they're hurting the environment. But if it's a thug that works with the globalist, they can do whatever they want. And then it's A-OK and the globalist will defend them. They will just try to get moral authority to attack the few, quote, rogue nations the bankers don't control. And so there's kind of a mopping up exercise going on. And then the globalist can turn purely to feeding on the population of the planet. Now, this is just the way it works. I mean, this is mainline international finance. This is mainline economics. This is not even debated or denied. This is an admitted fact in the real world. And anybody living in a third world country who isn't literally homeless, who's had any education, knows the IMF and World Bank are the predatory arms of the private banking cartel, whose consortium is bundled together in the system. Bundled together in the International Bank of Settlements. And so we're openly going into world government. We're openly going into tyranny. And yes, generally the agreements, one of the first pieces of an agreement of a nation going into receivership to the private fraudulent Madoff bankers, basically, is a good way to describe them, the Ponzi scheme operators, is that it be secret. And that's what the North American Union is they have to create a new political system where you don't have rights, don't have liberties, so that the establishment can say that it's legitimately taking your rights and freedoms away. You see, when they set up a new system, they get to rewrite the rules. And then they'll have all these, if you look at the UN Declaration of Human Rights or the SPP Declaration of Rights, it always says, oh, you have all these great liberties and freedoms until the last few sections, like Article 29, 30, and 31 of the UN Charter and Declaration of Human Rights. It says you have no rights, though, if the UN wants to revoke them. Kind of like the new Lisbon Treaty to expand EU control of what's left of sovereignty in once free Europe. It says they're banning the death penalty, but then when you read the subsection, it says, unless fearing rioting or breakdown of society or emergencies directed by the EU. Well, the death penalty's been banned in Europe for decades in every nation. Every nation in Europe, Western Europe, has banned it. So why would they need to pass a new law banning it? Because it doesn't ban it. It legalizes it. Just like they say, oh, we're passing a bill so that you have rights, so that your medical information is protected. Bush did it, and then Obama did it, the stimulus package. Got rid of all privacy. It's all conduited directly to the federal government. Any prescriptions. I mean anything. Eye medicine, pain pills, prescription Advil. It doesn't matter. Everything. You go get a prescription fungus medicine. It goes right into the federal database. Total control. Under the Patriot Act, you buy a house, you lease a house, you buy a car, you rent a car, you get a hotel. All goes right through. Those computers are wired in and you pay for it in new added hotel fees, added plane fees, added car fees, all part of Patriot Act compliance. You know, these money boxes, little check cashing places around the country. All goes right through the feds, which themselves are in a standardized system under the OECD, under the International Bank of Settlements, which they're openly announcing, globally setting one tax rate, globally setting the interest rates, globally setting the currency values. And the private bankers can manipulate the currency, manipulate interest rates, manipulate things even more however they want. So that's how these people operate. So that's why I'm dumbfounded, because the corruption in our society is just, we are totally and completely dominated and conquered by a bunch of Larry Summers and Madoffs. We are totally and completely conquered by a bunch of Kashkaris and Geithners. And they just sit up there openly stealing, robbing everything, engineering Ponzi schemes, blowing them out, feeding all the taxpayer money, the entire GDP in 6 months into their mouth, militarizing the police, ignoring the governors, openly announcing they're going to put regular troops on the streets, now testing regular Army and Air Force MPs all over the nation running checkpoints, openly demonizing veterans, openly demonizing conservatives, openly demonizing anybody that talks about the New World Order, openly having the regular army spy on the Tea Parties and the End the Fed protest. You know, a month ago, we got the secret document about how the Army said we were terrorists and were watching our every move and had page after page about how to be careful and don't let them know your Army when you're in the crowds, when, you know, they're up there protesting the Fed in Dallas and Houston, when they're spying on Ron Paul, myself, and Ron Paul's brother, who was at the rally we had. And watch them. They may try to kill you because they hate the military so much. Don't let them know you're military. They may try to bomb you. I mean, and we published the document. People deny it. They deny the MIAC document. They deny the one that came out a week and a half ago that the feds put out. Then later admit they're real. And then now papers in Maryland, papers in California, papers in Tennessee go, oh, yeah, the Army's spying on the Tea Parties because they may be terrorists. And the Army's spying on the Fed. Just a secret police. It's like East Germany. And then they just announce, the feds just come right out and announce, oh, yeah, if we stop you at a checkpoint, we're going to take your tissue swab out of your cheek. And they announce in Kansas and Missouri and Texas and all over the country. That's just what I saw the last week, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Oh, yeah, we're going to have warrantless checkpoints, and we're going to take your blood at the checkpoints. But don't worry, we have a warrant, a rubber stamp warrant where a judge just gives them a warrant to do it to everybody. That's not a real warrant. And if that isn't enough, all over the country, body scanners are going in, and they direct whole families into them and scan your sons and daughters, your wives, your entire naked body. It spins around you. Isn't enough to take your shoes off and walk through all the athlete's foot on the ground where thousands walk through every day? You know, I played football and sports and all that, and there's always really bad athlete's foot fungus in those gyms, and I was always having to spray tenactin and everything else on my feet. Till I learned how to just throw away my socks after football season because the spores stay in there even if you wash them in bleach. But you know when I get athlete's foot now, even though I change my socks twice a day? I get it when I do the ritual of being humiliated, prostrating myself before the establishment. Oh, you got a bottle of water, got to throw it away. Oh, the secret police are going to ask you questions. You got to walk through the athlete's foot because you might want to shoe bomb things. It's all part of a ritual. And now, oh, go over here. We're going to send you into a scanner that's going to scan around your body. And then we're going to have a 360 biometric. It's sonar. They bombard you with sound waves and your genitals, everything. I mean, if you've got a mole on your genitals, it's that detailed. You ever heard the term more human than human? Or it's as if that painting by Rembrandt captured the person's soul even more than a photo could. The light, the way you can add more to it, almost bring what the mind's eye sees out. That's what these scanners do. It gives you a better image of the body than Playboy. You know, with some girl spread out in there in the centerfold, because it shows every pore in your skin, every contour, mathematically calculated out, diagrammed. And then you know why they admit they want that? I remember seeing when the CIA a few years ago, it came out, was funding a couple of big clothing stores for upscale suits for men and women. They would have, oh, you step in here, we get your proper fitting. The machine scans you. Turns out they were selling that data to the feds as a beta test and also getting people acclimated. That body scanner is getting a 360 biometric read, then they've got cameras that through your clothes can get 100% match on your walk, just like a fingerprint, a retina scan, a blood vessel scan in your eye, a hand scan. They know your walk, and not even your walk. That's some of the stuff 10 years old. They can just look at your body off the scan and get enough key points of data off your knees, your elbows, your chest line, your brow ridges to tell who you are, even if you're in a disguise. And that's what they're using in Iraq. They take digital photos of people they're after and then use face scans on them. They have heat resonance signatures. And they admit every U.S. city has a blimp over it already at 95,000 feet, scanning everything we do. And they even put it in mainstream news. And I go on mainstream shows, and they laugh at me and say he thinks there's imaginary blimps, and I go, well, here's MSNBC and AP, and they go, it isn't real, and laugh. Even when the blimps are there and the public gets telephoto lenses out and shows it, Larry King Live on CNN and ABC News say aliens are invading. They're the conspiracy theorists. They know full well those are blimps. They got rudders on them. They got the blisters of surveillance equipment on their bellies. They got the solar panel wings. And the public is so dumb that when they on a clear day see the blimps, they get their telephoto video cameras out. The news goes, flying saucers, alien cigar craft. See how it works? And Larry King laughs at you. Glenn Beck knows he's meant to divide people into the right wing. Oberman knows he's meant to divide people into the left wing to control us. They know that's their job. Larry King knows his job is to call surveillance blimps flying saucers. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
As we've been trying to go the wine spread much too long, Stephen. Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking.
Welcome, Tony.
Greetings, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, you know, it's Friday night. I had a friend of mine on here. It's interesting. You were talking about the occult and stuff, and I was trying to, you know, he's a fresh college graduate from one of these wonderful prison-grade colleges here, and it was like a literal exorcism with this guy. I mean, I was running. I mean, it's like I needed a partner to tag team on these on him, and it's like this. The active denial systems are just. It's so amazing. The guy's brain is, and not just him, but others, their brains have never worked so hard in their lives to make.
They are programmed to deny everything. They're in a lazy spell. I mean, I hate to use a Lord of the Rings analogy, but remember when the Rohirrim King, it's like sitting there in his throne all old, and he's got a bad attitude, and he can't do anything. He can't even get up. And then finally it gets broken. He looks 20 years younger over, a second. That's what it is. It's like they are under a spell when you've got open evil and corruption running wild everywhere, but they've incrementally denied it, so they're invested in continuing denying it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's like I try to tell people, it's like I voted for Bush. I voted for Bush in 2000. I've been over because he was talking big government. I know the spell. Because I was under it, but it took me 5 years to get out of it, and we ain't got 5 years for people to get over the fact they backed a bad play, the fact that they backed, because I told the guy Friday night, I said, buddy, you fell for the slickest package I've ever seen, and I've been studying, I mean, I'm only 35, but politics started interesting me when I was 7. I watched Bill Emerson in a debate live with my mom, and ever since then, But Obama's the slickest.
Well, it's more than that.
One last thing, I'm going to let you go, or
sure,
you can let me go. Alex, here in Chicago, I just want everybody to know, I heard the damn bomb, the alarms, the sirens that usually run on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock. Chicago people know what I'm talking about. I heard them the other night, Thursday night, at like between 1:30 and 2 in the morning, running for a while on a clear night. Kind of scared me. Don't know what's up with that. Maybe it's a test, but hey, thanks for letting me have a minute, Alex.
Sure, no, I appreciate you calling. No, I was just going to back you up, what you were saying about being mesmerized. That's how con men work. They act so confident, so slick. I saw a story in the Austin Chronicle about a guy that had stolen, he's been caught with the bikes, hundreds and hundreds of expensive $10,000, $15,000 bikes. He'd go to these bike rallies. He would get to be people's friends. They said he was so charming, so nice, so over the top. He'd go to their houses. He'd see what they had, and then he'd come and break in later. And people couldn't believe it when he finally got caught. And that's how a confidence man works, is they get you invested in the fact that this is your friend, and then even as you start getting conned, you can't pull out of it because you don't want to admit you were conned. So you kind of just go along with the con because you don't want to admit you were conned. Here's an example. I do a radio show, out of another studio. And there's a lot of different news people come through there. And a lot of them didn't like Bush. And they were all real friendly towards me. Now that I'm always going after Obama, they're not sophisticated enough to understand I'm saying they're all bad. They won't even talk to me. Now, I mean, that's mind control. And also, that's intellectual ignorance. How would you not talk to somebody? But see, this is their God. This is their Savior. And it's attacking them when you attack Obama.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.